Welcome to this course in Big History. Big History assembles accounts of the past from many different disciplines into a single, coherent account of the whole of the past. It starts at the beginning, literally, with the origins of the universe, and it ends today. In fact, it's going to go into the future as well. Now, in this lecture, I'll begin by introducing myself and explaining how I began teaching such a course. I hope by doing that, you'll get some sense of the logic behind Big History. Then we'll look more closely at what Big History is, and we'll also look at some of the problems we face when we attempt it. So what is Big History? How does it differ from conventional history courses? I'll end this lecture by describing the overall structure of the course, and I hope by doing that I can give you a sort of roadmap so you know the main landmarks in this course and where we're going to go with it. It may help you get a better sense of what Big History is if I describe my own path to Big History. My own somewhat confused background is relevant here. When someone says to me, "Where are you from?" I'm frankly never sure of the best answer. This is the problem. My father was English. My mother was American, though she was born in Beijing. My parents married in Izmir in Turkey at the end of the war. I was born in Brooklyn, despite the accent. I lived as a child in Nigeria. I went to school and then university in England. I married in Canada and I studied in Russia. In fact, I had a fascinating year as a graduate student living in Leningrad, today's St. Petersburg, in the Brezhnev years. And that was a wonderful introduction to what seemed at the time during the Cold War a completely different world, a sort of dark side. Then I completed my PhD at Oxford and I got a job in Sydney, Australia. And there I taught for 25 years before coming to the US in 2001. Now that mixed background may explain why I've always been uncomfortable with the idea of history as essentially a national story, or the story of particular cultures or particular groups, and always interested in the idea of some sort of global approach to the past. I am perhaps, in some ways, what Stalin might have called a rootless cosmopolitan. And that may be part of the background that explains my interest in a sort of universal history. Now let me try and explain why and how I started teaching Big History. As a graduate student at Oxford, I studied Russian history. Why Russian history? I think it was partly a sort of adolescent romance with the Russian soul. I read Dostoevsky, I read Tolstoy, I fell in love with them, and growing up in England, I thought, this is a completely different world from the one I live in. But also, I had curiosity about Russia as a sort of dark side. Now, this is Russia during the Soviet Union. I remember the Cuban Missile Crisis very vividly. I was in England, I was at school, and I remember at the height of the crisis, one evening just as we were all about to go home, one of my friends came up to me, shook my hand, and said goodbye. And I said, what's that all about? And he said, I'm not sure we're going to see each other again. And that really brought home to me with a real shock what was happening. Here was a moment in which millions of people could die, a lot of human civilization could be wiped out, and it could happen within the next 12 hours. And something else crossed my mind, I remember very vividly. It flicked through my mind the question, are there kids over there, on the other side, who are thinking exactly the same thing? So those are the sort of things that explain my fascination with Russia, a sort of sense of it being a different world. And to understand my own world, I had to understand that world as well. For 25 years, I taught Russian and Soviet history at Macquarie University in Sydney. During the Cold War, teaching about Russia and the Soviet Union seemed very important indeed, because now I was trying to teach my own students something about the other side. And I was trying to teach them that, yes, there were real people there, people like you and me, and they were trying to cope with the real world, but it was a rather different world from the one that we